Welcome to our town on this patriotic time of the year, early July, and we all know what happens a lot of times this time of year is people have fireworks and there's lots of boomers and noises and things like that, and that could that can be upsetting to some animals at times. Joining me right now is Elizabeth Thompson. She's the executive director of the Oregon Coast Humane Society here in Florence, and welcome. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Happy birthday, America.
Yes.
All right. I know the answer to this question, but I like to ask questions that I know the answers to. What is the occasion that usually results in the most lost pet reports?
It is by far July 4th. So that's the Black Friday for animal shelters. It's when nationwide we see more and more strays coming in. Animals lose their way. They get scared by the fireworks, and they're trying to run to safety. They don't know what safety is, so they're just running. And, yeah, it's horrible to see the animals come in just petrified anyway and then also lost.
And this is something that could be prevented with some planning. Is that right?
Absolutely. So one thing that we encourage people to do is to make sure that your dog has on or your cat has on a tag with on their collar. So you want to make sure that your phone number is on there. We're seeing now if people don't have time to go get a tag made, which you can do at Mini Pet Mart here, then you can take a piece of painter's tape and wrap it around their collar and then write your number on there in Sharpie. That's the quickest way to get them straight back to you. Now, microchip also is key. We see time and again where these guys that come in with a microchip get reunited. Last year, we had a cat come in who had been lost for 7 years, and we were able to reunite it with the family, which that's an incredible story. So the microchip makes a big difference for sure. And then, of course, you want to keep your dogs and cats inside during fireworks and just get them as comfortable as you can. Play some music. Get them one of their favorite toys. If you have calming treats or if they have some kind of medication, anything you can do to kind of drown out what's happening outside.
It hadn't been a real issue with us until last year. I've got a 65-pound Border Collie, Australian Shepherd mix. She's a sweet, sweet dog. But last year, we were in Central Oregon at some friends, and we were right underneath the fireworks show, and she was really upset.
And we do see that, you know, the way that a dog or cat behaves changes over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had two dogs in Eugene that were fine for years, and then all of a sudden, you know, these two 80-pound pit bulls were on the floor in my closet underneath my longest clothes trying to hide. So, it changes as they age and as the noise changes.
Yeah, right. And we have seen New Year's Eve is another time when there's usually some yahoos shooting off rockets over one of the area lakes or, you know, other occasions like that. So we've learned that we really got to be careful and take steps. So you said putting them in a room, dark room maybe.
Yep.
Is it a good idea to play some music or have some sort of white noise?
Yeah, so I recommend music, something calm. You can turn on a fan or some other type of white noise to kind of drown it out, or the TV if they're used to listening to the TV. Just something that's going to kind of dampen that noise outside for them.
I usually leave the radio on in the garage tuned to Coast Radio where my dog can hear my voice. I don't know if that helps or not.
So you know that dog feels good then, Bob.
She really likes Jimmy Buffett. I know that.
She does?
Oh, yeah. She's a parrothead.
She's fun.
Oh, yeah. So dogs or cats, it doesn't matter what it is, noises can be disturbing to them.
Absolutely. And their hearing is so much better than ours. You know, cats can hear way higher decibels than we can hear, and then dogs can hear things four times farther away than we can. And so it makes it where, you know, what seems fine to us is absolutely not okay with them.
Elizabeth Thompson is the executive director of the Oregon Coast Humane Society here in Florence, and it was a brief message, but I think it was well worth hearing and paying heed to. We'll be taking steps with our animals at our house.
Thank you.
On the 3rd and the 4th, and even on the 6th, especially because we live south of town, and there's going to be another fireworks display over Silkus on the 6th.
Oh, yeah. So.
Elizabeth, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Literally, it will be Black Friday for Humane Society this Friday on the 6th, or the 5th, excuse me.
It's true.
All right. More Our Town coming up with George Henry right after this.